quite young now, and there's probably a couple of, I suppose, younger girls that have been there maybe the last 2, 3 years. That you'd be hoping now that they'd be pushing on and pushing for places this year. Yeah, so a lot of the girls have already been there, and then obviously there's a couple of new ones in.
The Maroon and White Pod brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Overall, brilliant club and county player. So we're delighted to have her on, and we'll be having the chats with Aoife and the few rows myself and herself used to have. But
Oh, I
all is
know.
fun
Yeah,
in
rumor
no
has
more.
it. Rumor has it. But you know what? The best about that, Aoife, is that down through the years, you've actually, you leave everything on the field
Oh
and
yeah, did some crack.
you've met
Yeah.
her many the time off the field now on the sideline at Camogie
Oh
games,
yeah,
schools
and look
games
at
in particular. She's
great
very
support.
passionate.
Yeah, great
Yeah.
support as well with school. It's Camogie as well, which is
Yeah,
great.
wonderful.
And it's guess how like all present and past Camogie players are now meeting as like
As coaches,
coaches,
yeah.
and because most of us are teachers,
Yeah,
like we
but
said.
isn't it fantastic too for the promotion of the game that both present and past
Current,
players are
yeah.
able to give something back?
Back, yeah.
And I think schools are very privileged to have the likes of Aoife, even ourselves. I don't mean to give us a swelled head, but to have that experience
Yeah,
and to be
both
able to
on and
go to
off the
schools on
field.
and off the field,
And
yeah,
actually,
fantastic.
I don't know, was it last year or the year before on the was it the Leaving Cert paper that there was a picture of the Camogie and Aoife was on it
Aoife
and
and
Lorraine Ryan.
Lorraine Ryan,
Yeah,
that's right,
and
yeah.
obviously she's teaching in Claregalwy School, so it was lovely to see them both
Absolutely
on it. And
fantastic, yeah.
that's great for, again, we're here for what?
Yeah, I
Promotion
think
of the
that was
game.
actually
So
on the history
history
paper.
paper, I
Yeah, and it
think,
was
yeah.
talk about the changes and changes and experiences of women after the or
They weren't
during the
talking about the
20th
skirts,
century.
no.
They weren't talking about skirts. That's for another week. But
Yep.
listen, to get straight into it, I suppose we'd start maybe with the Intermediate League and look at congratulations on you. Must be a very proud aunt.
With Ava and the
Yeah,
captaincy, yeah, she
fantastic. Ava Linsky announced there as captain of the intermediate team for the upcoming year, and Leah Burke from Kilmardaley,
Kilmardaley, yeah.
Kilmardaley as vice captain. So.
Yeah, I was thrilled for her because, to be honest, I'd be biased anyway, but I feel like she should be up there with the senior ranks. But I don't know what she has to do to
I
kind of get
know.
there. But maybe they're holding on to her for the intermediates for that reason, because she is a great player. She's been doing, she's probably one of our best players for the last year or two as well in our down. So, you need to keep driving players on. But she's absolutely thrilled and honored to be like captain and
Absolutely. And with
your
captaincy comes a bit of
responsibility
responsibility
as
as
well.
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
So
know,
they're
good.
starting this weekend now.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. It's great to have a good leader, but it's great knowing that you have, I suppose, a good team behind you. And I'm
Yeah,
sure they have.
that's
And
it.
looking at them there, I was just looking on Facebook there during the week. They have a great selection of a bit of
Players from,
experience
yeah.
and youth and a great amount of clubs in it as well, that it's
That's the
not
thing
just
I
the
found,
same.
yeah.
Yeah.
There's like clubs from all over, and it's not just, the strong clubs that are getting players in,
Yeah,
which is
or the
brilliant for the
usual
intermediate.
ones, as you call them.
Yeah, which is great and
Yeah.
shows the amount of work that's been done at underage and coming through and city clubs coming in. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's
Absolutely,
lovely to
yeah.
see, the likes of Salthill and Rathoon Newcastle are really coming up and strong clubs as well. Sidelined clubs coming, clubs that aren't primarily, I suppose, what you'd call hurling clubs, that
Yeah.
they're but now they're dual clubs. Do you know
Yeah,
that kind of
are
way?
not
So
necessarily senior clubs, but
So
they've
it's
got the
brilliant.
players, yeah.
So it's great to see that intermediate, and the best luck to Ava going forward, and Leah as well as vice captain, and to
Exactly.
Conor Dolan, who's
And
the
Conor Dolan and all the
so
management. And that game, I think their first round is against Kilkenny
in Kinvara at 2 o'clock.
at 2 o'clock.
So it'd be
So
nice for people to get out and support
exactly, and
them.
get out and support the girls. And I know, look at wind, hail, rain, snow, you name
Yeah.
it. If you want to go and promote the game, go out and go to the game.
Yeah, go
Yeah,
to the games. Isn't this what we're
absolutely.
talking about? So let's try and make a pact to anyone that's watching or listening that you'll try and make a Camogie match, make the Camogie match this weekend, or plug it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever you have to do to plug the Camogie. So I suppose the whole thing is about like promotion, like we said. So very best luck to them all against Kilkenny on
On
Sunday
Sunday in
at 2 o'clock
Kinvara.
in
Yeah,
Kinvara.
exactly.
So
And I think we
I
have.
think we're joined by Aoife. So from one Aoife to another, and can you see us there, Aoife? There she is. How are you getting
How are
on?
you? How's things?
Hi, Aoife. Aoife, I was just saying to Harky there, we used to have like great challenges on the field. Myself and yourself would be killing one another, but it's great.
I'd say you were the one killing me now, Aoife, but I don't
Oh,
know.
I don't know. Rumor had it,
Oh,
Aoife.
rumor had it you were Tigerish.
No, Aoife, it's
I
great
don't
to
know
have
about
you
that,
on.
but
Numerous All-Ireland medals, All-Stars, League medals. You know, you've done it all. You've been there and you're still at it. And like, huge good luck for the year going ahead. And we just want to have a, I suppose, a chat about the year ahead. And the league is coming up obviously in like 3 weeks' time for you because the intermediates are out this weekend and you've a bye, and then a week later you're playing again. But maybe just how are the preps going? We spoke last week about, you know, the when you go back to training first, the taste of blood at the back of the throat, but it's all changed now when you get a bit of gym in and stuff. So tell us what's your kind of what's happening at the minute.
Oh yeah, we're I suppose training. I think we were back before Christmas. We did a small bit. So we're training hard. Be on the pitch about 3 times a week, and then you're in the gym then the 2 other evenings. If you didn't have a match and stuff for the weekend. So I think we're playing, yeah, 3 weeks' time. So I think it's the 17th or that. And then we'll have games then, I think, most weekends after that. But yeah, it's tough going all right.
Oh yeah, the joys of it, yeah. And you know, from the league last year, Aoife would say, you know, our winning the league last year was fantastic. And I suppose with the win, then to lose the semi-final, there was disappointment as well. Any new blood coming through, Aoife, this year, or you know, any.
Yeah, I'd say the panel is quite young now, and there's probably a couple of, I suppose, younger girls that have been there maybe the last 2, 3 years. That you know you'd be hoping now that they'd be pushing on and pushing for places this year. Yeah, so a lot of the girls have already been there, and then obviously there's a couple of new ones in, a couple of new girls in.
Does it
I think
create
a few of the huh?
does it create like a bit of like, geez, we better keep going here, as
Yeah,
you know
I'm feeling very old in there now.
what I mean? Well, if you're old, we're all in trouble then, so.
Well, I tell you what, Lynn, but I think with that,
So it's
well, I
quite
suppose
young,
when
yeah.
you, yeah, when you say old, you're talking about like miles on the clock, like, you know. But it's more about mileage. But I think it's great, and it keeps it fresh more so than stale, and it's keeping you on your toes as well. That, you know, it's not an obvious that you're either going to be wearing a number 8, a number 9, a number 10. You know, it's nice to know that, are nice to not know as well. Do you know, who do you think would be your danger team this year, or do you reckon there'd be any surprises, or is it pretty much predictable?
I don't know. I think there's, I suppose, it's getting the gap is kind of closing each year. Obviously, in the you have your Corks, and I'm sure Kilkenny will be back stronger now this year as well. And Tip were close as well last year, and Waterford were obviously in the All-Ireland final as well. So, yeah, I think the gap is closing every year. So I don't know, it's all to play for really, you know, you just have to take it year by year and I suppose game by game. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, other teams like your Dublins and that pushing as well come
Because
later
there's
in the
plenty
year.
funding, like, you know,
Yeah.
funding helps as well. Like, and like Westerwolde Global now, you know, they're funding Galway Camogie as well. But when you do have
Yeah.
the extra bit of funding and stuff, it helps as well. But you spoke about Waterford there. I know they went down in the All-Ireland final, but you know, they'll be back to kind of like let people
Yeah,
know, do
like
you know what, we're
it's
not
probably
that.
their it was obviously their first Ireland appearance, so look, they'll only learn from it, and I'm sure they'll be back stronger again this year as well.
Absolutely, and it's a bit like Carlow as well, making the breakthrough from the junior. They're up now playing in the Intermediate League this year as well. Do you find, Aoife, that the league is a good platform to prepare for the championship, where maybe Cahill and his
Yeah,
men
I think
will be
so.
able to try
You
out
obviously get
players?
loads of games, and then it kind of you take maybe 2 weeks off and then you'd go into your championship training. But I suppose all about getting maybe the younger girls getting game time into them, and you know, maybe settling on a team, and I suppose gives girls a chance as well to put their hands up for a place on the team, you know, come later in the year. So yeah, definitely. And sure, at this time of the year, you know, you'd rather be playing, I suppose, matches than out
That's for sure,
training
yeah.
in the wind and the rain. So
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
Well, I don't know if you can hear
no.
the wind and the rain in the background here now, but it's
Yeah, down
bad
in
over
my
here
ears.
in
South Galway. I was saying to you
But
for there.
yeah, no, definitely. It's we've obviously used it well the last couple of years, but we've fallen short then, I suppose, semi-final stage the last 2 years. So
Yeah. And
yeah.
hopefully you try and bridge that. And you know, you said there earlier, there's nothing between teams, and you know, it's a case sometimes of who wants it most, but you need a bit of
Yeah,
luck as
no,
well.
definitely. Yeah, no, it is true. Like, the two semi-finals last year, what puck of a ball really between four teams, and the tough quarterfinals as well. Like, you had the likes of Kilkenny and them in quarterfinals, and then not getting to the semi-final last year. So
Exactly. A lot of
yeah.
the years bring change as well, you see, because
Yeah.
like obviously you've the number one that you don't want to happen is the injuries, and then girls want to go off and travel and stuff like this, and there's commitments and different work things. It's a little bit different, obviously, as the years go by, different years and different teams, but it nearly always is like the Corks, the Kilkennys, and the Galway that's really pushing kind of in the Camogie. And now, as you said, there's a little bit of new blood coming through, like Waterford there and Tipperary. I'd say they'd be a kind of a dark horse now, because they'd be very disappointed that they went down last year, because I think they had their eyes on the prize last year and they took their eyes off the ball that was in front of them, which was Waterford, wasn't it? So you
Yeah,
never
they
know
played
what's happened.
Waterford in the semi-final before us. On the day, I suppose the conditions weren't great for, the four semi-finalists either, and it probably just came down to, a bit of luck and whoever wanted it more on the day.
That's it.
And
Absolutely. Absolutely.
they just come up a little bit short. We obviously didn't see any of it because we were playing after, but and we were focusing on our own game. But I'm sure they'll be there or thereabouts now this year again.
So no other thoughts. So you're not giving You're
away too
giving much
very
now.
little away. I'm telling you, Yeah.
Anthony, we can't say anything yet. We don't want We're only
anyone to know our
messing.
secrets.
Look at you had a wonderful management last year, and everyone's asking the question, Cora's in with you this year, and we know she's gone on
Ballina Stevens,
to
huh?
other avenues. She's with the men in
Yeah, I think
Ballina
she got a job
Stevens
with the
Mills.
Ballina lads,
Yeah. And
footballers.
from a player's perspective, Aoife, what in your opinion, what did she bring to the table? Not necessarily camogie wise, obviously, but just her own experience. Did the management and did you as players find her to be of benefit to you?
Yeah, like obviously, Jesus, sure, she's achieved a huge amount herself, like All-Stars, Mayo, and then obviously she was out in the AFL and stuff. We worked alongside her last year. She kind of came in as a performance kind of coach, but I suppose she was more kind of a female that was there for, us to kind of talk to her if we, had any problems and that kind of stuff. And obviously, she was very driven as well, so. You try and learn off her as best as you can. But yeah, she brought huge experience and I suppose a different kind of element to it as well from her own experiences, like her own background and stuff. Like she, it would have been quite different. And even I suppose chatting to her about what it's like out playing professional sport with the AFL and that kind of stuff. So we really enjoyed the year with Cora, and I suppose
Fantastic. And
unfortunately he didn't
she's
win
moving
anything
on.
at the end of it. But no, got on really well with her.
Brilliant. And look at, even though she's not with you, as you said yourself, she was great to talk to. She's only a phone call away, and I'm sure she'd always take the call and chat to the women, you
Yeah, of
know yourself.
course. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can you tell us your most memorable game? Top of your head.
Oh God, most
Oh
memorable
God.
game. I'm going to go with maybe 20. I don't know, 2019, but also
Me?
21 as well, the way that game ended. So I don't
Could pick
know.
one.
I'm going to say 21, I think, the way
Okay.
that game ended. I think that game had everything, really.
When you say everything, Aoife, what do you mean?
I suppose obviously we conceded the goal and then went down, got the goal, and then obviously the game was kind of in the melting pot. And I think the 2 points at the end of the game, I'll never forget Orla McGrath's point kind of floating over the bar that day. I don't know why. So I'm gonna,
I'd say it
21,
probably
I
had a
think.
load of different
I
emotions.
think
It was up
we're a
and
bit,
down.
a lot more mature. I don't know, a bit older as well. I could obviously appreciate it a little bit more. Obviously in 2019, I was probably a little bit younger.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
probably was, around since maybe probably wasn't playing on senior team for that terribly long either.
Yeah.
So
And speaking of it,
21,
you mentioned there about
maybe.
senior teams, and an interesting fact, I do a little bit of homework sometimes on
she
you.
does
I remember playing against her.
I'm Pinky, he's the brain.
God, if you're going to be talking to someone, you have to know, so at least pretend that I know something, Aoife. I remember playing against your
Don't
mother.
Don't mind, Aoife, I had to tell
oh,
her everything
Jesus
about
Christ.
You. See, Belinsky thinks, Aoife, that she's way younger than me, right? Okay.
I remember
hurling against your aunts. I remember your uncle being on the line, even your mother, and you know, right. Seeing you then, but seeing you make the breakthrough then onto the county scene, it was like as if, not necessarily the way you played, but your passion, your tenacity, both on and off the field, because, you know, we were going to talk a little bit about refs later.
Yeah, that's
sure
a good or bad thing.
But it's a good thing.
I love hate relationships with the refs,
but as a player, because you're so passionate and, you know, when you're driving, Aoife, you're driving forward and you're taking left, right and centre with you. Do you get frustrated sometimes as a player in the modern game that everything has to be stop, start, stop, start, stop, start?
Yeah, obviously it gets a little bit frustrating, I think. So it depends on the day as well. But I suppose we're looking for them to kind of let the game go and flow a little bit. So yeah, it's very dependent on, I suppose, who's reffing the game at the same time, I think. But yeah, it obviously can be very frustrating. And then you have the other side of it, you could be giving out then that you're not getting frees either. So,
Yeah, because I was talking to one of the refs. I've snuck onto a ref's WhatsApp. I won't say which one, but I was asked to do umpire one day, and I just snuck into this ref. I won't say the referees, but so they're kind of getting frustrated as well with this
new rules and stuff.
But
and I think there's a couple more new rules in for the league.
What do you think of those, actually?
I'm not really sure. I think they're in the colleges now, so the college girls probably have a better idea of them. But
well,
I think there's a sideline that can be hit out of your hand and stuff. And yeah,
But like that was the most frustrating one, because like you're taking the sideline out of your hand. What did we compare it to? Apple and oranges. You're taking away the sideline. Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah.
You're dumbing the game down. You're dumbing down the game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because
I don't think there's any need for it, but
no, and it's only in your own 45.
There's no skill in hitting a ball out of your hand either, from
it's either a sideline or it's not, like, and the other one was the marker. No, that's not a bad one.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Again, in the 45 or the other
that
half.
Reminds me of football a little bit, but
exactly, I don't know.
We'll have to see how they go,
No, come here. One you'll be fond of is the old shoulder. You know what I mean?
Oh, the shoulder. You won't get away with the shoulder now anymore. It's normally
unfortunately, but
unless you go around them.
Yeah. And again,
you get away with one or two, maybe. But
again, it depends on the ref. If you're
it
making
does
a
depend
move.
On the referee. Yeah, I think there obviously has to be intent to get the ball as well.
Yeah.
It's not always the way, but you look at that's life. You know,
and it is tough on referees. Like, you know, we can't have the game without them. Do you know? And
they have a tough job, to be fair.
They do. And like we'll speak about later on, but definitely it's trying to get more girls and lads involved in refereeing as well. Wouldn't it be lovely to see a girl refereeing?
I don't think any of us would do it.
Hmm?
I don't think any of us would do it.
Well, not for
well,
love,
not if you paid me £1 million would I do it.
Actually, you'll be blowing all them for Pierce's. If Pierce's played out, I know, and Herky was referenced, it's all over.
Oh, no, one thing about me is I'm very fair.
Oh, no, me too. Firm and fair.
Listen to me, advice. If you were to offer a young girl advice, if someone on the side of the street came up to you and said, Aoife Donoghue,
how can I be like you?
Player, what do I need to do to make a county team?
I don't know. I work hard is probably one that I'd be telling the girls all the time, obviously to stick at it as well, because I think a lot of them drop off. I even see it in the schools. From that age, like, it's a funny kind of age and you can lose a couple. I think there's a gap then, obviously, between when they finish minor, either go play intermediate or like then you're onto a senior team. So just working hard, I suppose, and stay playing the game as well.
Exactly, and I suppose that's what we want, is we want to retain as many players.
You know, you're saying about retaining players, and you said if a lot of the girls, and I see from the senior panel, there's girls that have jumped from minor to senior, like,
yeah,
you know, this whole pathway to performance, They
It's
should
tough, like
probably.
it's a
It's a
big
big
jump, I
jump
think, as well.
physically.
Like, you know,
Yeah, physically.
like we all kind of, I don't know, when I finished minor, like I don't know, did I play even, I don't know what age I went in. I think feel like I was kind of later even going into the intermediate panel. And then we kind of obviously when we won in 2013, we all had to come up then together. But you would have been another couple of years even trying to get onto a senior team, you know, or
It does,
good enough to
but
be on a
it makes
senior team.
sense.
So yeah, I know it's a big gap, like it's a big jump. So but I think they've development kind of teams in Galway, and they're good that way, keeping them together.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah,
we
we
were
were
actually
kind of
involved in one of them.
development squad, and then you know they do be in doing a bit of training with us and stuff, and you kind of see them coming through now this year. You know, if they were there kind of just in doing a bit of training, and now they're on a couple of them are on the panel now this year, so
Which is
that's
great.
fantastic
That's
to see
great
that.
to see. And the fact that you as a player can see that, it's that's brilliant. Like,
Well, it keeps
yeah,
it
like we
fresh
had
though.
a couple of the minors even last year just coming in helping us out, you know, training and stuff, and
They'll get a feel for it.
yeah, and a couple of them now are on the panel this year,
That's
and
fantastic.
like it's probably brought them on loads as well, so that's really
Of course, it
important.
has a bit of confidence as well, and even to get to know you on a first name basis. That's what it's all about, making connections. Like,
Yeah, there's no bother with them at all, really. Like they kind of take it, you
I don't
know.
know if you heard it or was it a rumor or was it something? I definitely read it somewhere that the would say Galway, I know that has a second team, and
Yeah.
Kilkenny that has a second team, that there was something like the second team will now not be able to partake. I don't know if they're putting it forward that won't be able to partake in the championship. It's to give other teams a chance, but they'd partake in a sort of a blitz formation. Now, obviously, it's not happening for this year. Yeah, I read
Yeah, I
that
think
somewhere.
I heard something in the background about that, right? But I wasn't sure.
But I don't know
Which would
what,
be
like,
that'd be a huge
oh,
disappointment,
massive
like,
disadvantage for
and
us. Let's say.
disadvantage for the likes of ourselves and Kilkenny's and the counties that have the second teams, because
Well, they
you
stopped that
know,
years ago. They stopped it with the
yeah.
junior.
Yes,
Because
actually,
Galway used to have a junior and an
I know what
intermediate and a
happened in
senior.
the COVID year where the second teams weren't allowed to participate in the competition that year.
That's right.
And you just had your, it was only your first team.
That's right.
So I think it nearly ended up just being kind of the northern teams, because you'd know Kilkenny's or Galway. What other
It
teams?
wouldn't, to me, no, it hasn't been, passed or anything, but it wouldn't be, I don't think that'd be good for Camogie.
Oh,
Like, yes, it's
definitely
good for
not.
letting the other groups through, but other teams through, but
Not
everyone
from, but
can't
like
be a
from my
winner.
own experience, like obviously we all played intermediate, and that was nearly a stepping stone for us. So, yeah,
The
that
pathway to it is
definitely wouldn't
there.
be good for Camogie. But I suppose maybe the second teams in the counties are probably winning All Irelands and stuff, and I don't know, maybe
Yeah,
that's
that's it. Because Galway
reasoning
have
behind
done
it.
a few doubles, like, in 2013, and was it
Yeah.
2000 and when did they do the double there again?
That's
Do you know? Or no, they didn't do the double,
always
the
kind of a
intermediate one.
Kilkenny or a Cork or a Galway or yeah.
So
That'd
it
be a
is,
huge pity if that was to come in.
oh, terrible.
But
There'll
I'm sure
be a bit
there'll
of
be a bit of
uproar.
backlash on that.
Oh, of course there will,
But we'll find out more because Camogie, yeah.
Mount Camogie, we might find out the day before it, but who knows? And
Oh
the other thing
God.
we want to chat even before we let you go was pitches and stuff.
Yeah.
Again, the whole idea that we kind of started doing this podcast was kind of about the promotion of Camogie and stuff, and we're talking about like getting pitches and stuff. And but we always know that, like, obviously Camogie isn't bringing in as many followers as or fans as thing, and we've come up with the thing that it's women need to support women probably that little
Yeah.
bit more, because we go
Yeah,
to a hurling
definitely.
match twice as quick as we'd go to a Camogie match.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons for it was pitches and stuff like that are hard to, the venues are further away to
They're
get to and stuff
further
like that.
away, okay, yeah.
Sure,
I see
you find
the
it now in
good.
schools and stuff, getting pitches, it's impossible.
Yeah. Now I'm quite lucky in Clare Galway. Martin over he's over the pitch in Carrickmore, and I never have any problem getting the pitch, but like that. If it was probably different schools that were looking for the pitch, they wouldn't get it, you know, that kind of way. So yeah, they are impossible to get.
And
I
what
think
I
the
find
intermediates are
too,
over in Canberra at the weekend. So
yes, that's
if you're
right.
coming from our side, it's a good spin over.
Yeah, it's a fair trek, even in the county. But
Yeah.
yeah, but I find too, with the promotion, is you could be told it's in Mullia, we'll say at 11,
And then
and then
changed.
Exactly.
At 20 to 10, it's
Yeah, well, if you have a carload ready to go to Mullion, next thing it's changed to Salt Hill, you're not going to go.
It could be anywhere, like.
It could be anywhere. And I'm enjoying the Lidl campaign at the moment, saying, you know, the women that were saying,
I think
the seats.
The Lidl ad on television for the footballers is brilliant.
Oh yeah. My God.
We never have anything like that. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. That's good for it. No, it might.
It's great for it, but I'd love to see something so like that done for the Camogie as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Lidl are brilliant. Even the girls in school, they'd be over the football. Like they do these, like, I think the school got like 10 grand for.
Fantastic.
Like they do some sort of competition.
Yeah.
And funding is huge, like, and that's for school.
There's colour competition. I might start entering the colour
competition myself.
You have to start one up, Aoife.
But like, you know, they're so true in what they say, like trying to end the equality in women's sport, fill every seat. As a player, Aoife, you know, there's a massive difference between playing in front of 20 and playing in front of 20,000. So obviously you'd love 20,000 at every game, but it's not going to happen. But as Aoife said, we had a chat there at the very start of the podcast. We were talking with Siobhan and Orla, and we were asking them the same thing from Sarsfields. And they were saying that just more men go to women's games than women themselves.
Yeah, you know, no, I think it's getting a little bit better, but
it is.
Yeah, we probably don't support our own sport as much as we should.
Yeah, no. Was it? And I keep saying it. And Aguirre said, "What was it? Camogie. The problem with Camogie is Camogie.
It's Camogie.
Camogie. Yeah.
So a lot
of the time. Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately, is right.
So we just have to keep going with it and try and support it.
Exactly. But look, we're not going to delay you any further. We know you're busy like ourselves.
Yeah, I'm sure
you're correct tomorrow.
I'd see you tomorrow anyway. But...
No.
big schools match now tomorrow. No, I am not correcting mocks. I'm sending them away.
Oh, you're like ourselves. Oh, I'll tell you something. The vein of my life, you'd be up till 1 o'clock in the morning. But we were actually saying before we came on, Aoife, before we let we go, we said it's great that we see both past and present Camogie players on the sidelines as coaches within schools.
Not killing each other.
At this stage of
our I think it's actually harder being on the sideline than on the pitch.
It is, isn't it?
Well, it is. But it's great that we're able to give a bit back, and the young girls look up to us. I'd make a better coach than I would a player, but
you're pretty good at both.
You see a lot, you know what I mean? And it is hard. It is hard to because some players don't see the game like you see it, or like I see it, Reece sees it as a coach. Yeah, you can get
I know, it's tough being on the sideline.
Yeah. It is, and things that can flare up. But it's, do you know what, it's great to have the passion of kind of players and like yourselves and every other player that gets involved with school teams and club teams and whatnot. And the girls do look up to it.
I definitely think you need like past Camogie players in school.
You definitely do.
Yeah. It's not fair to teachers.
Bringing them along.
And it's not fair to the teachers who are there to volunteer and they mightn't have any experience or played themselves. And, you know, even to give the girls a bit of a morale or a bit of a boost or a bit of a pep talk, or, you know, when the game's in the melting pot, you know what to do, or you like to think.
Yeah, true. Like, it's very easy for us to go in and obviously do a training session because you're kind of just eating all your own stuff.
Exactly. And some people
find it that way.
But if you had no knowledge of it and you were trying to promote Camogie in the school, I'd imagine it'd be a lot more difficult.
Yeah,
which would be like us going in for volleyball or basketball. We know how to play the game, but like
you don't know how to coach.
Break it down.
Exactly. But look, it's a pleasure talking to Aoife. We appreciate you taking the time out and keep doing what you're doing. You're absolutely wonderful. The very best of luck in the league and all the best in the championship. And no doubt we'll be talking over a WhatsApp group anyhow, giving out about some game that should have been played in schools. But look, we'll always have your back, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, thanks a million, Aoife, for coming on.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I will. Yeah, 10:30.
Don't be late, because I never am.
That's unless the pitch is flooded and you can't get a ref. So
no, we're all right.
You.
The pitch is all right. Yeah. Thanks a million, Aoife.
We'll talk to you later.
No, Herky. No. Great to have Aoife on there now.
So,
nice to see
another player on. Garen, I suppose a lady of a few words, but very, very passionate and you know, as I said, she leaves everything on the field and she puts her heart and soul into it. And
you can't ask for any more than
you
that.
You cannot ask for any more of that. But Aoife touched on there, we were talking about the rules and the referees. And,
yes,
you know, again, we can't finish this evening without saying a big shout out to Aoláin Thomas's and, you know, fantastic achievement by St. Thomas's. Oh, what a game. What an All-Ireland.
Proud of the neighbours, up the Toms, boy.
Just epitomises all the hard work that goes into just club. I think if your club is your life when it comes to tradition and grassroots level. And to win a medal is brilliant, but to win it with your club is just, it's fantastic. Yeah.
But do you know what I love about Thomas's? And a big mention to Damien Finnerty and Bernard Burke that actually train us in our the training the Camogie team.
And a big shout out to Damien, he helps us with the cool camps, myself and Aoife. Yeah. So.
And he's a teacher as well down
in
HRC.
Teacher in Holy Rosary College, yeah.
So them lads, like, they're all working away during the day, and but they're so unassuming, and like all of them, you know, it's a band of brothers, and yes, they're brothers by
literally
by nature, but they're also brothers
so they're
as friends.
Yeah, it's close nation
and
the support network that's there, like.
But it's fantastic. We were down in Westport there for a couple of days with our TYs, and one of the bus driver brought us down Bosco from Canterbury. Tell you, Bosco, turn up the heat on the bus, Bosco, the next time. And he brought us down, and he said that the lads get off the bus and they swept the bus after winning the All-Ireland, swept the bus and came. So they're very grounded,
that's
you know.
The difference.
And
exactly.
That is, and that's why I think everybody like loves Thomas's, you know, the likes of Thomas's a team to win. And you know, they're absolutely brilliant and
absolutely
the best of luck to them and well
brilliant.
Done to them.
And to think it was 10 years since they won their first club All-Ireland and to think that they've stuck it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm delighted for David Burke. You know, think of
excellent.
That serious injury he had last March and to come back and to win player of the match. And I hope he goes on and wins club hurler of the year because he definitely deserves it, you know. So shout out to
winner's
Thomas's.
Mind, yeah. Big shout out to Thomas's. So
but
well done to you.
We've been talking about the referees and we were saying, you know, it's very difficult. Myself and Aoife were up at a coach and developers conference event there in Croke Park last weekend.
Saturday,
Liam Goggin, the head of the coach and development up there. And he spoke, he said, you look at the end of the day, if we don't have refs, we don't have our games. And he said, the respect for refs starts in the nursery and it starts at grassroots level. And if we are not good role models for our young kids coming up today, how are we expecting them to be respectful to referees? Like, at the
but
end of the day,
culture, Becky.
It
it's
is culture.
Culture,
yeah.
But you can change culture.
You can change culture.
Do you know what I mean?
But you can't just go in and change it overnight.
No, everybody has to buy into it.
Everyone has to buy into it. And it's not just, we'd say, myself and yourself, it's not just Ardrahan that has to change. Ballindurin has to change.
Everybody has to change.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm only saying those three clubs because they're close by where myself and Aoife are here.
They're
here
our favourites.
The favourites, yes. But you know, we're not telling people what to do, but best practice is, will we look after our refs? Mm. They're human. Yes, they make mistakes.
Human
they make
error can happen.
Stupid mistakes. But we all make stupid mistakes in life. Like, you think of the Thomas's game at the weekend. It was to and fro and to and fro. A lot of silly decisions, but were they silly? I had the privilege of watching it in the comfort of my couch, right? So I could see everything. Bird's eye view. A referee doesn't have that either.
But it's easy for to talk.
It's easy for you.
No,
me too.
We're not just pro all about the refs, because at the end of the day you can like it was brilliant for absolutely I'm not taking away Thomas,
but it can't be a rule for
like,
one and a rule
no,
for the other,
but the goal, I'm saying, like, they need help, and at the end of the day, like, the two umpires were behind the goals, that's fair enough, but they were expecting a wasp of a goal
to hit the back of the net.
We were going to stand at the side, but
no,
technology should have helped them out there. And like, I was talking to James London, he's a referee there as well, that might be the group I sneaked into, you know, they all referees group,
say nothing. Yeah.
And like I was saying, sure, why don't they just get two referees? But that's not really going to happen. Do you know, it'd have to be passed to Congress.
The game has gone so technical and so fast that
The ball is moving way faster than any man.
It's very, very difficult for a ref to see everything that's going on. I'd love to, you know, just think of a basketball game. Think of an NBA in basketball. You have two refs.
Yeah, and the pitch, and the pitch. What's not called a pitch?
Not called a pitch. It's called a court. But even to have someone.
But you have two refs.
You have two refs, and even, like, think of the rugby.
Yeah.
You know, when you think of the video analysis,
TMO,
to have someone, the
team,
to be able to have someone to say, look,
hang on there a second. I think I spotted something.
Something is happening here.
It is hard. It is hard. And we do, look, I've done it myself, but not, you know, sometimes refs can be great and sometimes someone in the heat of the moment could say, Jesus, ref, what's that for?
Yeah.
And you're not told as well. Like, so refs, some refs need to kind of smarten up and just decide that it's not for them, you know.
And they have to be more consistent.
And somehow,
because we're looking for.
But just because you're not fit, not like there's a new thing out.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Is it something like 16.8 in the hurling and 14.6?
That's your fitness levels.
So basically, if you can't make those levels, you're out. But what about your eyesight and your thing that you're well able for? And
absolutely. But you think of some of the great camogie players out there. They weren't the fittest players, but they had a serious hurling brain.
Yeah, they had.
It should be the same referees.
Yeah. But they have to start it again now, no more than that promotion of games, hurling, camogie, football, the whole lot. We nearly have to start, you know, making it attractive to people to come in. Like that youngish ref, he is an experienced ref. The abuse he got now was something terrible.
Yeah, it's not
but,
nice.
But if I was the opposite team now, I'd be probably thinking, look, you cost us our All-Ireland. Maybe, I'm not saying, maybe because the goal
because
was
you
given.
Didn't see
you know,
such and, such
and
thing,
like James Regan was sent off, but there was other things that, you know,
were happening. Again, maybe
you know,
we didn't see them either.
Yeah, but he can't.
Spectators.
He can't have eyes in the back of his head. And you have to have, but I do think that the umpires should be referees as well.
Yes.
Do you get me?
Yeah. Or have that experience.
Or present
or
past players, just there, do you know?
Yeah. But sometimes
anyway, that's for another day. We
that's
won't
for
start
another
it tonight.
Day. But look, the most important thing is the most important message is that if we're to continue promoting our games, we have to promote and have respect for our refs.
Yeah.
Regardless. And
from
even respect
from
our sidelines.
Yeah.
Respect for your sidelines. There's no room in the GAA for disrespect, even not just to a referee, but even to a player.
That's anyone.
You know, it's not right and it shouldn't be happening.
But Herky, that kind of brings me on to, you've heard of the silent sidelines. Don't believe in that at all. We all like a little bit of
silence.
No.
Silence, sidelines. But what I do believe in is positive sidelines. And it's something we implemented here in the club that we've just a little placard. And
I've seen it. It's lovely.
And like, if you have nothing good to say, you say nothing.
Yeah, just you know? Say to yourself.
And
talk to yourself.
Sometimes people might say to me, I didn't see you at the game. And I go, no, I was at the game. I was just away from everybody else. Because
you're a dark horse at the game. You're
a bit of a dark horse. I'm
a
quieter. Because I don't like to get caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be quite negative and I have to bite my tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to do that because I was never like that. And I'm not saying that I won't be, but I can get quite irate and frustrated. But I don't think the way to go is to be disrespectful.
Like, as you say, someone is shouting and shouting and someone else is going to bite back. Sure, there's no thing. Everyone's going home frustrated then.
But then, Aoife, I suppose sometimes people just need to say what they need to say is what it actually is.
Yeah,
you know?
And some are right. And sometimes
some are right,
the truth is spoken. But
the truth is spoken. But look, at the end of the day, shout out to all the refs, you know, and best of luck in all the leagues and all the championships.
And the upcoming games there as well for the colleges.
Exactly.
And, stuff.
And before we leave, look, at the best of luck to Galway as they start the
league
campaign the 27th. For the intermediates and the 17th for our senior ladies. Best of luck to all managements, best of luck to all schools this weekend. Rayfields take on Laurel Hill and Limerick in Senior B All-Ireland semi-final. Presath and Rye are playing Ursuline. Mercy Roscommon
are
playing tomorrow. They're playing Laurel Hill and Limerick. And Calasanctus are playing also on Saturday against our ladies Templemore. So shout out to all the Galway schools. Shout out to
the
intermediate
weather.
Camogie team.
Yeah.
And that's it, my friend.
Oh, that is it.
Okay.
My friend.
And it's a goodbye for me.
And it's a goodbye for me.
And
don't forget to subscribe
to the Maroon and White
Thanks a million,
podcast. God bless you all. And we will talk shop again next week. Bye.